Scripture reading this morning comes from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 17 and 18. That's Ephesians 6, verses 17 and 18. And I am reading from the New American Standard Version. It reads, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints."
It's good to be here this morning. The prayer meeting for tomorrow night, we're going to postpone that a week. Tomorrow they are coming in to clean carpets and shampoo the upholstery tomorrow. I don't believe that the carpets will be dry before our meeting, so we'll postpone it for 1 week to be able to, so it stays clean at least a week. We are also honored. We have with us Norma and Alda Smith this morning. Norma is Roger Goodwin's sister, and Brother Alda was baptized last Sunday, along with his mom, Faye. And we are honored that they're here with us this morning, and after services, get to know them. They're wonderful people. It really was an honor to be a part of that blessing last week. Paul, in this chapter, is reminding us, Christians, of the need to have that armor of God and to be able to wear it. It is available to us, and we must put that armor on. But that armor is nothing if we as Christians do not have the right attitude. Paul speaks of that attitude in verse 18. He speaks first to the Christians of the need to engage in prayer. He also notices that we need to watch with all perseverance. The word perseverance means to persist or endure in spite of the elements arrayed against us. From its Latin roots, the word literally means through severity. But what does perseverance mean today and for us in our society? In the age of instant oatmeal and microwave popcorn, we are not too big on perseverance. We want everything to be delivered to our doorstep on our time, at our convenience. So when we are faced and live in a society such as we have today, how do we develop the art of perseverance so that we are able to endure whatever life throws at us, and also to be, and more importantly, to be acceptable to God? Before we can persevere, we need the severe. We noted earlier that the word perseverance literally means through severity. The severity comes through the forms of tests and trials and troubles. A Christian will know his share of troubles. In 2 Timothy 3 and verse 12, Paul said, "Yea, and all that live godly in Jesus Christ shall suffer persecution." Brethren, I'm here to say we have no clue what persecution is in this day and age. Paul did. Paul was the epitome of, his picture should probably be next to the word persecution in the dictionary. Paul speaks of these things in 2 Corinthians 11 in verses 24 through 28. He says, "Here are the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes, less one. Three times I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned. Three times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I had been in the deep, in journeying offer, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of the city, perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the heathens, perils of the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which comes upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Yes, he knew perseverance. He knew persecution. He knew troubles and trials. Paul's example, if we were to live those today, we'd have probably ran off years ago. I'd have been gone after the first stoning if I was able to wake up and leave. But even a thorn in the flesh that he speaks about did not curtail his mission. But you know, not all of our troubles are external, and we always need to keep this in mind. We place tremendous pressures on ourselves through worry, through setting unrealistic goals for ourselves, thinking negatively towards our friends, and not being thankful and rejoicing in the Lord. Rather, when we persevere through trials, trust me when I say we will grow as Christians. Peter said in regarding to those who suffer trials and the various trials in 1 Peter 1:7, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. In James 1 and verse 12, he said, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Enduring our trials and tests helps us in our ability to persevere. Our wisdom increases, as does our stamina. I remember years ago, Vicki and I had a treadmill. I actually used it before I turned it into a coat rack. But I remember getting on that treadmill the first time, and I started, and I got about a mile, and I was wheezing, and several weeks later, I was running 5 miles in about 30 minutes. We build our stamina through these trials and tests. Each day, we're like the runner. We can go farther and we can go faster. The truth gives us also a reason to persevere. It's not enough to persevere if we don't have something to hold on to. Truth is worth persevering for. In order for our perseverance to have value, we must have truth in our lives. That we must also persevere in doing the right things. When everything else is crumbling around us, and I think we can always kind of consider this at one time or another, that things are crumbling around us. This gives us something to hold on to. In John chapter 8 and verses 31 and 32, Jesus said, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In Acts chapter 14, Paul and Barnabas, they were in Lystra. And there were some Jews that came in from Antioch and Iconium. And they stirred up trouble and they stoned Paul. And they dragged him out of the city thinking that he was dead. And Paul got up and went back into the city. And then him and Barnabas, they left. And it says of this in verses 21 through 22. And when they had preached the gospel to that city, Derbe, and had taught many, wait for it, they returned again to Lystra, to Antioch and Iconium, the same place where he took all that abuse. And he returned to the places where those people came from to abuse him, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must go through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God by persevering in doing what is right. We can be assured that our perseverance is not empty. This is why I say never, never, never give up. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58, Paul said, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain with the Lord." And Paul, in writing in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13 and verse 16, Paul said, "But to do good and to communicate, forget not." Don't forget to do good and to communicate that goodness. "For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased." You know, knowing and practicing the truth will help us in our persevering. But you know, time is an important component of perseverance. We can't say that we have truly persevered until a sufficient amount of time has passed. We can't call a flat tire persevering. Yeah, it might make you a little late for work. It might make you miss the movies a little bit or whatever you're going to do, but that's not perseverance. We're all familiar with the phrase, "Are we there yet?" Every parent has heard those words. Years ago in our son's scout troop in North Charleston, we had a young man. We were going to Kings Mountain for a camping trip. And this young man, we didn't even get to Somerville. And that's only 15 minutes from North Charleston. And he asked the question, "How much further is it?" And every 15, 20 minutes later, he would say, "Are we there yet?" And finally, Brother Ferris Austin, when that question came up when we hit Columbia, Brother Ferris Austin kind of glanced back at him and said, "Why don't you take a nap?" Thankfully, he fell asleep. We were all getting tired of it. But when such a question is asked, without sufficient amount of time passing, we know that someone has not been persevering. Repetition also helps us to persevere. The more we experience something, the better we are able to endure it. Now we recognize that, however, the temporal nature of things that happen in time, and this helps us also to persevere. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18, he calls that persecution for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, which means it's passing, works us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal. The things which are not seen are eternal. How many of us here today has seen God? How many of us has seen Jesus Christ? And yet here we are. Our faith has brought us here to worship God and to believe in Jesus Christ. That is eternal. You know, what I'm saying is we know that our days on this earth are limited. Time can be our friend as we struggle to persevere. because we know that whatever we're going through now, as long as we're faithful, well, we've got a future. In Psalms chapter 90, verses 9 through 10, we have a prayer of Moses that David included in this psalm. And it reads, "For all our days are passed away in the wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is old. The days of our years are 80, if by reason of strength they be 80. Yet is their strength, labor and sorrow." See, that's what our life is today, labor and sorrow. "For it shall soon be cut off and will fly away." Time is our friend in being able for us to develop the art of perseverance, because it is not permanent. How much do you trust in the Lord? When you are going through difficulties in life, where do you put your trust? Do you call a friend? Do you go and buy a book? Or do you put your trust in God? Trusting in God will get us through difficulties like nothing else. And it will help us persevere. When we trust in God, we can know that our paths are directed by Him, not by ourselves. In Proverbs 3 and verses 5 and 6, Solomon writes, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths." When we place our trust in Him, our future is secure. It is secure. You know, have you ever been a part of those trust games, and where you're standing there with your arms crossed and somebody's behind you, you're supposed to trust, and you fall backwards and you just lean back and keep falling? That one commercial on TV, the guy's not there. The guy falls off the table. But we should be able to trust God like that, that we should be able to lean on Him without fear, without reservations, because He will catch us. He's there for us. The 37th Psalm in verse 5. It says, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." But as Christians, do we have that safe haven? Yes, we do. Psalm 62 and verse 8 says that we do. "Trust in Him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us." It's a place where we can find shelter in the storm. It's the place where we can find safe harbor. We can endure when we put our trust in Him. "They that trust in the Lord," Psalm 125:1 says, "shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be removed, but abides forever." Being in the Lord is our source of great strength. Isaiah 26 and verse 4, it says, "Trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength." Trusting in the Lord is the key. Developing the art of perseverance. For us to develop this art, we have to endure the tests and trials and troubles. If everything went our way 100% of the time, who would we rely on? We would have no need for God or for Christ. with all these things and troubles and trials and tests, we need to have the truth along with time. And most important, trust. We cannot endure our trials alone. Are you facing your own trials today? How is your perseverance as a child of God? When I look at all the things that Paul endured, after the first test that he went through, I wouldn't have blamed Paul if he said, hey, look, I'm going back to being a Jew and doing the persecuting. This stuff's too hard. But Jesus said Paul was going to suffer a lot for his sake. And he did. And he endured. If we don't face near the persecutions that Paul has faced, or the other apostles for that fact, but what we do face, at least for our own personal selves, is a lot. And while it may not be the stonings and the whippings and the canings, it's a lot. And it wears on us. But we can persevere with God's help. Are you that Christian this morning that's persevering and needs help? Whether it's the prayers of the congregation. Paul said to pray. And God answers our prayers. But God is also refining us as fine gold through what we face. Maybe you're not a Christian this morning. How do you deal with your trials and tests and persecutions? What is your perseverance like? You can make it a lot easier on yourself. And you can have a future. Because the only future you have is not being a Christian today, is what you're living today. And the future that you have after that is very bleak. If you're not a Christian, we want to give you the opportunity to obey the gospel. To hear the word, to believe that word. To repent of your sins, to confess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, and to be baptized for the remission of sins. You'll have God on your side. God wants all men to repent. He wants all men to be saved. Whatever your desire is this morning, if we can help you in any way, won't you come as together we stand and we sing.